And whatever. It keeps me hanging on. Doesn't mean I can sing. All right. you know, anybody that would willingly take, you know, a vaccine passport or a national ID and say it's a good idea. Why would it be a good idea? We'll be giving national passports and vaccine passports and national IDs to people in the country illegally. But look, they've got their ID. They must be here legally. You see how it gets scammed again, and you get scammed again, and none of it works or makes much sense. You got it. You got it. Let's see. I want to share this with you. It's the pandemic porn keeping everybody in abject failure. The abject failure of all these things that aren't working, so we have to keep scaring people, so they keep putting out the pandemic panic porn. I want to go to bite two from the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, almost in tears, begging you, please, we're so close. Listen to this.
We have Number come two. Such a long way. Three historic scientific breakthrough vaccines, and we are rolling them out so very fast. So I'm speaking today not necessarily as your CDC director, and not only as your CDC director, but as a wife, as a mother, as a daughter, to ask you to just please hold on a little while longer. I so badly want to be done. I know you all so badly want to be done. We are just almost there, but not quite yet. And so I'm asking you to just hold on a little longer, to get vaccinated when you can, so that all of those people that we all love will still be here when this pandemic ends.
Yeah. Otherwise, everyone will be dead, and you need a passport, a vaccine passport, to save the world. And by the way, Joe Biden says that all governors should stop opening up, enforce mask mandates. And by the way, 90% of the adults in the country will have vaccines available in 3 weeks, demanding basically that you get one. Bite number four, by the way, pushing governors to force the mask mandates. Here is a little something from yesterday.
Go. Facing this week, just this week alone, there are more doses of vaccine available for seniors this week than any week thus far. So seniors, please, if you've not gotten your shot yet, get it this week. Get it. Second, I'm reiterating my call for every governor, mayor, and local leader to maintain and reinstate the mask mandate. Please, this is not politics. Reinstate the mandate if you let it down. And business should require masks as well.
Yeah.
The failure to take this virus seriously, precisely what got us in this mess in the first place, risk more cases and more deaths.
Death. Come on, man. We need to do this together. Come on. There'll be death.
Jilly, where are the dogs?
Where are the dogs?
Anyhow, in the free state of Florida, where there still is a person that has cognitive ability running the place, known as Ron DeSantis, running America's freest state, says he will not allow, Florida will not allow, the federal government or anyone else to demand a vaccine passport or anything else like it. He said it violates HIPAA laws in a minimum, and it's a really bad idea. Bite number six from Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, the free state of Florida. Here he is.
You want the fox to guard the hen house? I mean, give me a break. I think this is something that has huge privacy implications. It is not necessary to do. You know, we're going to have hit 3.5 million seniors that have gotten shots sometime this week, likely 75% of seniors. It's important to be able to do it. But at the same time, we are not going to have you provide proof of this just to be able to live your life normally. And I'm going to be taking some action in an executive function, emergency function here very shortly.
As he should. But those pushing for such things are relentless. Relentless. Anthony Fauci among them, of course, having taken credit for the vaccines just this week. Now he says kids should be wearing masks outdoors. What a total crock of... I can't say that here.
Never mind.
Thanks, Joe. Bite 9, go ahead. Bite 9.
So if parents are vaccinated, they still do need to be concerned about their unvaccinated children playing together in groups. Is that right?
Yeah, the children can clearly wind up getting infected. When we talk about what you can do when you're vaccinated, you can certainly have members of a family, if the adults are vaccinated, and you're in the home with your child, you don't need to wear a mask and you can have physical contact. When the children go out into the community, you want them to continue to wear masks when they're interacting with groups from multiple households.
People are...
And remember, Corn Pop is one bad dude. Folks, come on, man. Corn Pop is one bad dude.
All right, Joe, take your medicine. Greatly appreciate it. Joe, sit down.
I'm fine. Mind if I sniff your hair?
Yeah, I kind of mind that, Joe.
Why?
Because it's creepy? Guess he left. At any rate, it's Tuesday. You can always go to stevegrew.com, read Liberty Page. Read Liberty Page because you need to. It'll make you a better human being at stevegrew.com. Follow us on Facebook, The Steve Gruber Show, where you can answer the question, would you get a vaccine passport? Would you carry it with you, or would you tell them to go away? Quick break. We'll be right back.
You know that the ice cream scoop has the power to make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the golf tee brings friends together, that the mailbox keeps them connected. You know that the cataract laser helps you look to the future, while the pacemaker ensures that there's a future to be seen. You know that the lawnmower, the clothes dryer, and the elevator make life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. You know that these things we count on every day started as ideas. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support minority education today so we don't miss out on the next big idea tomorrow. The United Negro College Fund. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Please visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.